Quick and efficient can also mean fast and cheap, two favorite words during any legislative session, especially this one with a more than $10 billion budget hole that needs filling. Which is why cutting the expense of college for students, colleges, and state budget writers will be on the agenda today at the Capitol. Austin Community College's Linda Young.
There's been an incentive in from the legislature, at least, to have them finish in a reasonable period of time. And part of that would be because of the reimbursement and the amount that it costs from the state budget to fund this higher education.
That's where community colleges like ACC and the Early College Start program come in. School districts get local community college teachers to teach college-level courses at the high school. So at graduation, the student could have a semester or more of college credit already under his or her belt at a greatly reduced price for all involved. Cecily Moore is the Advanced Academic Coordinator at San Marcos High School.
And those are students that may not have attended ACC otherwise, and our Early College Start students may never attend ACC again. But they're getting a head start on college by taking the dual credit classes in high school. And our dual credit numbers have more than doubled over the past year.
Under the program, the state covers coursework fees for those classes, so students are able to get college credit tuition free. ACC President Dr. Stephen Kinslow will offer testimony on the Early College Start program this morning before the House Higher Education Committee. He'll probably ask lawmakers to continue the program's funding. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.